You would expect the trustees Herceptin still on board.
Herceptin must hang around for quite a while, yeah. I mean, it raises a number of issues. It raises the issue, again, like Amin Buzdar's data, of whether epirubicin may really be a safer thing. Being an epirubicin fan, I've always avoided jumping into that conclusion because I think we don't know. But it raises, again, the question of whether the epirubicin may really be a safer drug to give with Herceptin.
Safer or more effective than combined with trastuzumab?
Well, maybe, you know, if that Herceptin is overlapping into the CEF in the Finnish study, they aren't seeing much cardiac toxicity, so it's safer. And that may be really important because we've been trying to get the anthracycline out of the way to give the Herceptin earlier and to give it more effectively. And it may be that if we used epirubicin instead of doxorubicin, maybe we could give it at the same time and not see so many problems. And I mean, there's two sets of data now that suggest that, including Amin Buzdar's neoadjuvant data, that suggests that you might be able to do that safely. And so I think it raises that issue. It raises the question of the length of Herceptin, how much you need, and whether maybe the reason a shorter duration is still working quite well is that it was given with the chemotherapy. Maybe that is a more effective way to give it. That was the theory I think we had going into this, that it might be. So I think there are a whole bunch of Herceptin questions that are unanswered at the moment.